This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, September 29th, 2018. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass, who I know is sleepy and tired, and we'll tell you why, because he is late at night calling football games, and I know he's probably just barely awake, so we'll try to keep you awake today. I guarantee you, you will stay awake today, Cal. There are so many things going on. First of all, we got case or no case. We're going to go over a couple of interesting things. First of all, if you've ever found money on the ground, what is, and Denise and Todd are looking at me because we usually discuss what we're going over. I have not discussed this with you guys, but I'm going to tell you a second. But if you have found money on the ground, what is the finder's keeper's rules? I looked it up. I know the law. I know the rules because while we're in the Salt Lake City airport, my grandson found a $100 bill sitting on the ground, and he's a sweet little six-year-old and walks up and says, "Look what I found, Grandpa." And I looked at it, and I said, "That's a $100 bill." And his dad and I looked at each other, and there's just no way. There were so many people walking around. It was packed. There's just no way. And I said, "Well, I think we should turn into the authorities. And I want to know what's going to happen with that $100 bill." And I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit upset. I'm telling you, I'm upset. And so I looked up the law, because this is why I'm upset. Here's a cute little six-year-old with a $100 bill, and he walks over, and he says, and we have him do the right thing. You know, he's turning it in. And sure. They said, "Okay, thanks."
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, where's the chirping? I mean, where's my crickets?
The security guard puts it in his pocket, right?
Thank you. Yeah. So they took him over to the... They took him over, and the lost and found was closed. And then we took it over to the nice police officers, and they gave him a high five, and they took it. And I looked at him, and my son-in-law and my grandson started to walk away. I said, "Wait a minute." I walked over and I said, "Officer, are you going to make a report?" "Oh, okay." He pulls his little people. "What's his name?" I said, "If someone doesn't ask for that $100 bill," and by the way, it wasn't like, you know, folded. It was all crumpled up in like a little wad. So if someone doesn't ask that, wouldn't you think the officer would have written down the little boy's name, this cute little boy's name? And you know what? I'm just touting my grandson. My little grandson, in a nice, almost half-teary way, said, "That's okay, Grandpa. I don't think it'll fit in my piggy bank."
Oh.
And the officer heard that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, you know, okay, so he writes his name down, and we walk away. What are the odds he's going to get a phone call and that $100 bill is coming his way?
Zero to zero.
Because the officer's not, I don't think the officer's going to steal it.
Oh, sure.
But he's going to turn it in.
He's not stealing it. He just went home and said, honey, guess what? The best thing happened to me today. A kid gave me $100.
I took a bribe.
I don't think the officer's going to do it. I'm going to jump on the officer's. I think, because he said he's going to turn it in. For some reason, it was closed, the lost and found. But I think the Salt Lake City Airport is going to receive a $100 bill, and someone's going to say, I found $100, dear. Here we go. I was a little irritated. So we're going to talk about the law with that, because I looked up Finders Keepers Law, and you're going to be interested to hear what the law is.
Is that a federal law, or is that, would that be handled state by state?
Well, state by state. And I have the state of California, and every state's a little different, but it's going to be generally the same. And you're going to be shocked to hear what the law is.
I could tell you what would happen to me with my luck.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a, you know, if my son was six and he turns it in and that all happens, you know, and then the officer would take it, and then with my luck I would go back and say, aren't you going to write a report? Are you going to write his name down? And they would say yes, and they would write the report and write the name down. And then with my luck I get a call about a week later and say, yeah, you know that $100 bill you turned in? Yeah. Well, we found traces of cocaine on it, and we want to bring your kid in for questioning. If that's what would happen with my life.
That's probably true.
Bring your kid in for questioning.
You know.
So anyway, I had to bring that up.
Well, you know what I found?
What did you find?
Well, when I went through a drive-thru, they gave me back my change. But a couple of bucks fell out of my hand and some change. And so when I opened up my door to pick it up, I probably gained about 45 cents.
Did you really?
Because there was a lot of change down there.
Oh, my gosh. Cal.
Yeah, Joseph's on the phone. He says he knows the answer to your question.
Well,
so are we going to let him take a guess?
Well, right. I know the answer, too. But okay. Joseph, go for it. Joseph, tell us the answer.
Well, good morning, Fred, and I promise. I have not looked this up.
Good, because I know the answer, but I want to see if you know the answer.
I know the answer to finding a TITO, a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher, in a casino,
yeah.
And I'm going to premise my answer on that. If you find a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher in a casino, you better turn it into the casino.
Smart, Joseph.
I could go further into that, but I'll leave it at that. Now, based on that premise, I believe that if you find money in an establishment, you should turn it in. But if you find the money, of course, on the street, it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And I think your grandson, may God bless his little heart, he got messed over because if no one claims that money, in a certain amount of time, it should belong to the little guy.
That's exactly right. But the question is, Joseph, I'm going to ask you as a caller, what are the odds you think that it's coming back to him? What do you think? What do you say? Out of 100%, it's coming back. 0%, it's not. What's the percentage, Joseph, in your opinion, it's coming back to him?
In this situation, Fred, zero, and he should at least get some of the coffee and donuts at the coffee.
Good one, Joseph. Well, thanks for the call, Joseph. Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. Thanks for the call, Joseph.
Yeah, he's gone, but thank you. As soon as you said thanks for the call, I slid him down and hung up. So.
Oh, sorry, okay. Joseph. Cal's a little bit shaky. Like I said, he's been out doing football.
No, I just want to be careful.
We're also going to talk about Bill Cosby. By the way, Denise, we know that I mean, this is not a stroke me, but it's been a clear situation that I've been playing around on the radio. I've been on the radio about this Bill Cosby thing. They've been calling me and asking me to comment on it, so we're going to talk about that. And Todd was gone, and I was gone last week, huh, Denise? We're going to talk about why we were both gone. And then Led Zeppelin, Denise, big time. Big appeal that's coming up. That's going to come up. We're going to talk about that. We got to talk about Kavanaugh. I do not want to talk about Kavanaugh.
You have to.
We have to, though. I wrote down we have to talk about it. So we're all shaking our head. Do we have to talk about Kavanaugh?
Well, we have to find a way to talk about it without becoming political.
Yeah.
I watched the entire hearing. But
yes.
I do believe that there are things that we can talk about that don't get into politics, that get into evidence, burden of proof,
yes,
what has to be shown, what doesn't have to be shown.
Right.
So there's stuff we can talk about that don't get into the political aspects of it. But it was a fascinating hearing.
Right.
It was.
Right.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We're going to talk, as lawyers, again, Radio Law Talk, when you're tired of politics radio,
Come to Radio Law Talk.
Come to Radio Law Talk.
And I'll try to talk as the voice of reason.
You tell? You no. Shut up.
That's not your position here.
Yes, it is.
Tal likes to take
You're the one to challenge us.
Well, that's my first question is, when the guy says he's working pro bono and you see a congresswoman slip him an envelope right there behind Kavanaugh's head,
okay.
Wait a minute, how does that work?
I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new barbershop ruling. Hey, you might want to go down
important.
And get your hair cut. There might be nobody there when you go to the door.
It's already impacting me.
It is. Mm-hmm. Uber lawsuits, we're going to talk about that. A 30, ready for this? Boys, and I'm talking about boys, sorry. $31 million botched circumcision case. We're going to discuss that. Ow.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
Not really an iceberg. But.
Jesus.
Well, it wasn't just the tip, apparently.
So we're going to... Oh, my gosh. We've already started this way. Stormy Daniels...
You can keep the change.
And millennials are causing divorces to drop. And the most importantly, we're going to talk about case or no case. We got to go on because everyone's laughing. We'll be right back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. You're listening to it on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-71.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, we've got lots of anecdotal things to talk about, but when we have callers holding for a long time, we want to get the callers on. Cal, what do we got?
Yeah, Lori's with us now calling from California. Hello, Lori. Good morning and welcome to Radio Law Talk.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, good morning.
Can you handle being with the two crazy boys, Todd and Fred? You mind?
I'll take my chances.
All right.
There you go.
It is a chance. You're taking a chance.
What's on your mind?
So I work for a company who wants to take away comp time. And depending on how many years you've been there is how much time they're going to take away. For myself, it's 120 hours. The problem is that I feel is that I was just told on January 8th I have to take away 120 hours by February 1st, otherwise it will not accrue comp time any longer.
So take 3 weeks off before February 1st, or no more comp time is what they told you, basically, right?
Correct.
Okay, Lori, a couple of things. Is that did you lay it all out, basically, the basics?
I did. I haven't. Okay. What happened is that we got a message from our manager, but I've seen nothing in writing. And the problem is that because of our staffing, we don't have the possibility to take all that time in one whack. And okay. Legally, don't you have so much time to whittle it down?
Well, the first question I have, this is Fred telling you, are you disguising your voice or are you my secretary?
Okay. Oh, insurance company, Fred.
I'm sorry. Okay, hey, Todd. I mean, look, here's the great answer that we're going to give you. And it's hard because as lawyers, we're always going to say the same thing. It depends. And that's the problem because, you know, you get facts. There's so many things. You're in different states, different, you know, because, again, you're in California, but we're live nationwide. So, but Todd did some employment law, but he kind of had a twist on this. Go ahead, Todd.
Yes. I did do employment and labor for about 4 years before I became a DA in the early 2000s. And this
means you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. Because employment law, and that's an important point, Fred, because employment law, there is no area of law that I can think of that changes as often as employment law does. The number of changes that every state, especially California, makes on an annual basis to the labor code is mind-boggling. But when you have an accrued benefit like comp time, sick time, vacation time, some are accrued benefits that the employer cannot take away because you've earned it, and others are. I remember at one point in time, sick leave was not one that the employer had to cash out. Vacation was, and that might still be the case. My point is, because of the changes, A, you should probably call an attorney to go over how this comp time is actually handled in the state. The second thing is, the California Labor Commissioner, the Department of Labor Standards Enforcement, they can also take a claim like this, and it's usually free of charge to you. So if you call the DLSE or go onto their website, often these questions are answered in full on the California Labor Commissioner's website. And I would have to imagine that this is a very common question. I would suggest that you go there to get an answer. And if you feel like you need more information, definitely call the Labor Commissioner before you shell out money to an attorney. But
well, sometimes the attorneys will take it on a percentage. So
that is
so
true.
That might, Lori, that's what you might want to do. So, Lori, we're going to leave that with you. I'm sorry we couldn't give you the exact 100% answer, but unfortunately we have to do general topics and general law. But do those two things. We know that.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks
all right.
for the call.
Bye.
See you, Lori.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. So we're back to the Beverly Hilton. And as I walk down, and this is the who's who, and we are bouncing and rubbing shoulders and running into the who's who of Hollywood. My wife's like, oh, she's on TV. Oh, there's one that's on the TV. Oh, that's that person. That's this person. And they're taking, and then the Shark Tank people are there. I don't know.
Really?
Cool. Oh, yeah, the Shark Tank. In fact, when I was walking out and getting in our car, my son-in-law, you know, bumps me and goes, look, and I look to my left and where's one of the Shark Tank people? Just stand. I don't know. I'm not into the Shark Tank stuff. So it was apparently people of the who's who. And
I can see you on Shark Tank. Couldn't you see Fred on Shark Tank?
Oh, let me tell
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm Fred Penny from Radio Law Talk. They are way below us.
Yeah.
Way below us. I said, Todd Cunin is sitting to my left. But here's the best part. You ready for this? Hang on. This is the best part. We go walking out, and we're just mingling. And before we go sit down for the big awards, and John Travolta is the guy that's in charge of this, we walk out on the deck, and there's nobody there. And my wife and my daughter keep looking at me. And I keep looking around. And something's clearly wrong. And we take a picture. And there's nobody there. There's one guy there. And I don't, you know, I'm a dude. I don't notice. And finally, my daughter looks at me and goes, that's Peter the Bachelor.
I said, what? Like, the Bachelor, like, right now going on? Yes, Peter the Bachelor. And he's standing there by himself,
well,
doing nothing.
Now
and
we know why no women are going to hang around him.
Well, it's because, and so what happens is, obviously, my son-in-law, apparently they filmed in Cleveland at the Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Yes.
And
right,
my son-in-law, who, by the way, I can throw, my son-in-law plays for the Cleveland Browns, and they just hit it off. Peter and my son-in-law were talking. They knew the same people. Oh, yeah, I remember we were filming, and my daughter was... I don't know, not involved fully, but she knew what was going on when that happened. And
you can say, hey, we have a Todd the Bachelor on our show.
And that's exactly right. But it was Peter that he's just hanging out by himself with us, you know. So there we go.
Well,
that is
cool.
My claim to fame. I hang out with Todd and Cal, but now I was hanging out with Peter the Bachelor.
Wow.
So those of you who are watching it this Monday night, I know the answers.
I will bet you that your
no,
your mother's heart would be swelling with pride at this moment.
I'm so happy that I met Peter the Bachelor.
Yeah.
So there we go. That was what I did this weekend. I rubbed shoulders with the rich and famous. Now Radio Law Talk's taken off. I wish they would have said, aren't you the host of Radio Law Talk? And I would have walked up there and taken John Travolta's place.
You didn't wear your formal T-shirt that said, yes, I am the host of Radio
Law Talk. I'm surprised you didn't wear a tux with the Radio Law Talk shirt underneath it.
I know. I think we should fine him for failing to do that.
Okay, when we come back, we've blown a whole half hour, and we're going to come back, and we're really going to start off. I will say nothing. Cal's going to say... He's going to give a signal to me, and I'm going to say, Cal, case or no case. So we'll shut up so you can hear case or no case. Then we're going to start with Harvey Weinstein. I'm telling you, it is very, very interesting what is going on in Harvey Weinstein's case. You read it. If those of you have read it, we will tell you what's kind of going on behind the scenes. There's three different segments we're going to discuss this.
And so, it's all so bizarre.
It is. I think it's cool. I like it. We'll be back.
All right. We appreciate your listening to Radio Law Talk and remind you that Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. If your radio station locally is not playing us live, you can hear all 3 hours at that time. In fact, we would encourage you to do so. We'll be right back on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attack's results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual Electoral College ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
As promised, here we go for Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet someone. Her name is Mary Bach, B-A-C-H, who calls herself a consumer activist. And she takes everything very seriously, and she holds primarily bigger companies accountable. That she thinks is her life's mission. Big companies that call her a pain, you know, in the wallet, so to speak. And so this lady, Mary Bach, went shopping for a breakfast meal at her local Walmart. On the poster board, the price said 98 cents. When she paid, the register rang a dollar. She protested, took her refund, and went out and ate her 98-cent sandwich, being a lonely woman, probably in the shoe department of the Walmart store. We don't know. But anyway, the next time Mary came to Walmart, she ordered the same sandwich. And the 98-cent sandwich once again rang up as a dollar. And she said, "That's it. I draw the line. I'm going to go get a lawyer, and I'm going to do something about this." And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin.
No.
Case or no case. What do you think?
Well, I mean, boy, talk about putting in your 2 cents worth, right?
Exactly.
98 cents to a buck. Yeah. Well, listen.
Is that a joke?
It was. I didn't say it was good. Look, when it comes to humor, I cast a wide net. They can't all be winners. In fact, most of them are not. Listen, Is it against the law? Is it generally a wrong thing to advertise one price and then charge another? I mean, $2 or $200 or $2,000, people would say, yeah, I really understand this and feel this should apply. But 2 cents, I'm going to say yes. I will say yes, this is a case, and I'm going to say that, well, it settles. I don't think anybody wants to end up going to court over 2 cents unless it turns into a class action. I mean, that would be the only way I could think that it would matter. But I'm going to say that it is a case, and somehow it settles. I mean, if I'm the supermarket and somebody contacts me and says, this can't happen, I write a check for $2 and say, look, here you go.
But, well, she did that first, and she said, you obviously didn't change anything, so I'm going after you. And that's okay. That's fine. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Mr. Penny, what say you? Case or no case?
This is really easy. Okay. I'll tell you why it's easy.
Okay.
I am applauding this wonderful Walmart for requiring or not requiring me to carry a bunch of change in my pocket. 98 cents, here's the buck, keep the change. I don't want 2 cents floating in my pocket.
So you don't mind the built-in tip,
oh,
as it were.
Oh, my gosh, do I hate it when I get it. Don't you hate it when it's like, this is, I'm sorry, I'm digressing, but it's $1.04, dang it.
Right. Well, we have a big old, like a bottled water bottle down, buried in a secret location in our house. And whenever we have change like that, we just do a change dump.
But you have to carry it somewhere
fund.
And put it for the day, you know? It's, I don't know.
It's our 50th anniversary vacation fund. That's our savings
that's what
account.
It is. Okay, I'm going to say it's definitely a scenario. I'm going to say it's a case, but here's the issue. Class action, did this go forth as a case? This is what scares me. No lawyer's going to take a case like this, that's 2 cents. And then you think, oh, it's only 2 cents. It multiplies by thousands. But how many millions of people are you going to need? At 2 cents, how many millions of plaintiffs are you going to have to gather to want to step up to bring a lawsuit for 2 cents? They're not. So this did not occur as a class action lawsuit. I think it's a case. I'm going to back up and say it's a scenario, and she complained about it, but no one. Well, wait, but she would bring it on herself. What do you think?
State was this in?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case, just so we can try to catch up some points.
I'm not going to change my answer, but one thing I will say is it's in retrospect, it's not just about the amount taken. For example, in California, you could file what's called an unfair business practices claim, claiming that they got an unfair advantage by doing this. And then I think that's subject to almost $1,500 or $5,000 a pop for each violation. So even those 2 cents, it could add up. But
still, the thing is, no lawyer is going to take this. She could have brought it. The negative thing, she could have brought the case improper by herself. But I'm still going to just say scenario, but no case, well, just to get things excited.
No lawyer would definitely take it on a contingency.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's right.
If you pay my fee. All right. So now here is the answer you've been waiting for the case involving Mary Bach.
As he looks at his cell phone.
Well, that's why I have the documents
stored
here.
Okay, good, good.
So now, if you think it is a case, please show me your hand.
She brought it on her own. You watch.
Yeah, I'm sure it was improper. I don't know for sure, but I know this.
Oh, yeah.
She sued. The court awarded her $100, out of which she had to pay $80 in court costs. So she made $20 on her 2 cent investment.
Yeah, that was I guarantee it was improper small claims court.
Probably.
And she just did it to tick him off. Now, dang it, I was right, but I was wrong on the final.
You talked yourself out of it. And we still don't know if Walmart ever changed their pricing policy.
I'm waiting for the Treasury Department to do away, or the minting to do away with pennies.
Right.
Did you know that it costs more for the government to make a penny than a penny is worth? Each individual penny costs about 1.3 pennies to make. So,
I also know one of the first counterfeiters was a guy in Chicago who decided, the genius, to counterfeit nickels.
So he went out and bought the nickel ore, made his own little nickels in a press, and it turns out each nickel he made cost him about 9 cents, and he did federal time anyway.
Brilliant. Well, that's case or no case. I lose points. Todd gets two. I thought I'd catch up with the new.
I only got one. I one. Said it was a settlement.
Oh, right.
But it was actually a cool one for Todd, zero for Fred.
So, what's going on in New York? We've got things going on in New York and in Los Angeles. What's going on in New York right now is that Weinstein's trial starting. So what starts at first is trying to determine if they can find a jury pool that isn't tainted. That's difficult because anyone that watches the news or watches any social media knows what's going on with the Weinstein case. So that has been like the big contention, bringing hundreds or thousands of people in to even see if they're will even make the jury pool selection. And the process is you go in, you got to say, oh, I can't do this because of what reason, and then they get this pool, and then they're basically randomly picked, and then they're asked questions. Remember we talked about last week in the Weinstein trial, I believe, what was it, how many pages, like an 18-page or 16-page document that asks questions of the potential jurors, where usually it's a few pages when you go to court. So what's happened is they've pretty much at this point, I'm going to back us up to the beginning of the week. They started choosing jurors, and the issue they're trying to do first is the Weinstein. There was so much going on because, as we talked about last week, that Los Angeles has now brought a case against him. They took it to the appellate court to try to, like, look, let's do a cool down period. The appellate court said no, proceed forward. Basically, they said the following. It's very basic. Look, this thing's going to be a circus no matter when you do it. And so just move forward with it. So that's what happened with that. This carnival-like atmosphere that's occurred is continuing. And then during the middle of the week, as they start choosing jurors, and Todd and I are going to touch on this, and Todd has done a lot of this in the criminal cases, and that's why, you know, he can do a little montage on this. They're starting to accuse, that is the prosecutors, the defense, of kicking off white female jurors and being prejudicial. That's what they're trying to claim. That's what they're claiming.
Yes, white female jurors who are young. So the big thing here was the age. And look, this is something that happens in criminal trials that criminal attorneys need to be careful. Anybody who does trials needs to be careful. If there is a pattern or an identifiable pattern that one side sees the other side doing in the removal of jurors, and I'll explain that in just a second, then a motion can be brought that they're eliminating those jurors if the elimination touches on a protected class. So, for example, they can show that you're removing people because of their age, over 40, because of their gender, because of their race. It all boils back to a U.S. Supreme Court case. We'll talk about that when we come back, because that is a no-no in jury selection.
Yeah, I want to tell you, and when we come back, there's a very interesting case that they argue to the judge, look, they excuse this white woman, and because she is this. And it's interesting that they're saying, you know, why we should, you know, the prosecutors say they shouldn't be able to excuse her. I'm going, well, I'd try to excuse this case also. We'll be back.
Interesting stuff coming up still right here on Radio Law Talk. We're just getting started, so stay there. We'll continue after this.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So we're at picking the jury in the Weinstein trial in New York, and there's two things that the attorneys have. They can kick someone off for cause or what's called a peremptory challenge. In New York, it's 10 to 20 peremptory challenges for a felony. Probably this one has 20. Todd and I were talking about it during the break. We're not sure. Which means for cause, you know, the attorneys can say, look, there's an obvious, the guy stands up, and it's a guy, and he says, I'm a New York police officer. Well, that's for cause. I mean, clearly that person will have a very difficult time being neutral. Or, you know, I am the brother of the defendant, you know, that's for cause.
And there are even some who just put on the jury questionnaire. The jury questionnaires I typically use have a question that says, can you be completely fair and unbiased? Yeah. And some people say, no, I can't.
Right.
Look, if I am of the assumption that the person sitting next to the guy that keeps jumping up and down down, say an objection, and the person who's called to defend it, we wouldn't be here if they didn't do something wrong, and I have a hard time being
right.
fair and objective. And look, those people are dismissed for cause.
And that judge has to decide that. But the peremptory challenge is, let's just assume they have 20. The sides can kick off, and they really don't have to say the reason why they're kicking them off. They just say, we like to thank, the typical saying is, we'd like to thank and excuse Mr. Todd Cunin.
Exactly.
That's it. And they walk off. They don't say a reason or anything like that. And in this case, the prosecutor saying Harvey Weinstein's defense counsel is kicking off white females that are young. I mean, basically, and then they're arguing, well, because they're, you know, millennials, and they're not, you know, they're kind of follow the Me Too movement type of thing.
You know how some states are at will employment?
Yes.
So, which means that your employer doesn't need a reason to let you go. They can just let you go. However, if you can prove that the reason the employer let you go was because of your race, because of your religious beliefs, because of your protected class is what they call them, then the employer has violated the law, even in an at-will state. Removing jurors from a case using peremptory challenges is the same thing. I don't have to state a reason, but if the other side can show that the reason I am doing that by a pattern,
right, it's pattern.
That the reason I'm doing it is because of a certain characteristic that's protected, then I've got a problem as an attorney because the other side files what's called or makes what's called a Batson motion, which refers to a Supreme Court case, U.S. Supreme Court case, where the court initially said, you can't do that for race. You cannot exclude people on the basis of race. Interestingly enough, one of the dissents, I think it was Justice Berger in the dissent, said, well, you know, if we agree with this, then people will be able to bring a motion if they can prove that folks are discriminating based on gender. Now, this case was like 1980. 1994, U.S. Supreme Court expanded Batson and said, yeah, you can't remove them for gender either.
Yeah.
And that is what the prosecution is saying here, is that the defense is removing people based upon their gender and arguably their age, but primarily their gender, white young females. And the defense has to answer to that.
And here's what's interesting, as I alluded to before the break. This is one of the arguments they make. They said the following. Get ready for crickets on this one. I want this as a cricketer. The prosecution said, Your Honor, here's an example. They excuse a woman who said she had friends who were sexually assaulted in college. Yeah. I mean, so as an attorney, you have to be neutral, you listening out there. Look, as an attorney, of course he's going to kick that person off, because that woman, I think, is going to have a difficult time not remembering her friends being sexually assaulted. And for them just to say, well, I'd like to thank and excuse you, maybe that's a reason they think that. But for him to say that, the prosecutor, I think, come on, guy, you know.
Yeah, if the defense can make some sort of reasonable explanation as to why they dismiss somebody, the Batson motion should be denied. But that's where it gets a little bit difficult. Sometimes when they go through jury selection, all they mark down on their little post-it note that represents each jury maybe is a little mark that just, okay, didn't like this, and they remove them. If you're an attorney and you don't keep notes as to why you dismiss somebody, even though you don't have to tell the court, and then the other side files a motion claiming you're discriminating in the removal of jurors.
If they see a pattern here.
Yeah, right. And if you can't remember why you dismissed each juror, you got a problem, Cal.
Well, the question is, how does Harvey Weinstein get a jury of his peers? He's got to find a bunch of old, white Hollywood men who are accused of sexual assault.
That's right.
Well, that's not what the Constitution says. That's not what it says.
I know.
But here's what's interesting, too. And another one, the prosecutor argues, just a little anecdotal interesting stuff, is, well, you kicked off another female that, because she was writing a book about the assumptions of women in the workplace. Well, come on. Well, of course, are they worried about that woman having a little bit of a skewed, you know, belief? And the answer is yes. And anyways, we're going to get to some more stuff.
Yeah.
But the judge said no.
Look, the jurors are given a specific admonition that says, you know, there's usually a period of time, 90 days, before you can release any, you know, book deals or you know, pay for, you know, do anything, give interviews or anything like that based upon your jury service, and you're not supposed to be consulting the media. And if you got somebody that comes in and specifically says, I'm writing a book.
Yeah, you know, about something like this in the workplace.
How do you not, as an attorney, have concerns that this person is going to be thinking more about what they put in their book than about whether or not this person has been proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? I'm not defending Weinstein. I'm trying to defend the impartiality of the process.
And that's why I think what the prosecution brought forth, from what I've seen, again, this is we're looking at a small portion of it, just so you know, and we're being general. But what I've seen is like, come on, really? And luckily, the Judge Burke says, no, we're denying your motion, your objections. Move on, counsel. Because I know there's a number of, like, I know there's three men or why. I mean, during the middle, I can't remember exactly what the final breakup of the jury is, but three men are white, an African American man, two women are African American, one woman is African American and Latino.
Right,
it's
now,
a mix.
And right now they're only through seven. They've only picked seven people. They still have five more to go on this one.
I think they actually, as of Friday, they finalized.
Had they finally?
I think by Friday. Analyze it. We're going to get into that, but here's one interesting thing that the judge stated, and this is we're walking you through. We talked about Monday, Tuesday. This is Wednesday, Thursday, or I believe it was Thursday. Judge Burke advised the jurors this. And this is interesting. Advised the jurors, quote, "This, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, is not a referendum on the Me Too movement." So he basically admonished them to. This is not about Me Too, and this is about what this individual,
this narrow
and
slice
this
here.
Person, right. And how his life is or will be affected, and how these women's life were affected, if anything occurred.
With all the time this takes, do the hourly charges? Do you charge for extra for court time, or is it the same as a regular hourly charge?
I can answer that question. Yeah. Most of the lawyers I know that are defense lawyers. Now, if you're doing a personal injury in a case like this, it's straight contingency. But lawyers do charge a higher rate, generally speaking, for trial time, and it's not a little more expensive. It's a lot more expensive for trial
time. Okay, so you've got prep time, that's one rate, and then you go into the courtroom, boom, the meter is like after the latest PG&E rate increase.
Usually it spins pretty hard, and that's exactly it. Okay, so then we move on to, and we're running out of time, and so you're going to have to join us on our next segment. Harvey Weinstein finally now start. They get into the questions of the jurors. So, and they've got most of them chosen. Right now they have seven male jurors and five female jurors. That's the 12. So they've got their 12 jurors right now. But some of the questions they asked to get those 12 jurors is interesting. And that's the stuff we're going to go into next hour. So join us for hour number two of Radio Law Talk. We appreciate you joining Todd and I and Cal. We have gone off the rails a few times. It is very clear we're doing better than I thought, Todd.
Exactly. And when we talk about next segment with that, I'm also going to talk about some things that I've encountered during jury selection and whatnot. I couldn't wait to use whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, use the whatnot. Cal, is it time for us to go away?
Whatnot is a critical word in this program.
Yes.
You have to be able to use whatnot.
Join us next hour. Call us at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be back second hour.
By the way, it's 7236.
Oh, 7236.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of charges, I'm sure you charge extra for whatnot, don't you? I'm just wondering.
Or you can call 3-4 and see who's on the line, Todd.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after the top of the hour break right here. So stay tuned. There's much more coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.